Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. By the way, here's something you can do to have a little fun with your fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners as we reach the end of the year. We have the year in photos, your photos. This year, cell phone pictures brought us news stories from protests in Tahrir Square to the impact of Hurricane Irene to so many other things. And for our one and only Best of 2011 project, we're not doing the books and the movies and everything else that everybody else is doing. Our only Best of 2011 project, we want to collect your best pictures that are sitting on your cell phone. Upload them on our website at WNYC.org or email to blshow@WNYC.org. Obviously, we're not looking for your cute baby pictures here, but some interesting pictures that you took of the world outside yourself, even if it's on your block. We'll make a highlight slideshow of our favorites. I've already uploaded two of my own that I snapped this fall. Let's see yours. Upload the pictures that are sitting on your cell phone that you think are your best of the year. Email to blshow@wnyc.org or upload them to our website at wnyc.org. Anthony Weiner, I don't know. Maybe you want to do it, maybe you don't. All right. 1 year ago, Governor Christie tapped Chris Cerf to be the New Jersey Education Commissioner. He's still on the job, but he's still acting commissioner because of a battle between the governor and Essex County Democrats in the legislature, the Newark area, over his confirmation. Joining me to talk about this conflict and what it means for New Jersey students are WNYC reporter Bob Henley and our new managing editor for New Jersey, Nancy Solomon. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So Essex County is where the resistance to Chris Cerf is coming from. Mostly, Nancy, does that mean that the state being in control of the Newark public schools and the Mark Zuckerberg money for the Newark public schools is mixed in with this?
It's completely mixed in with this. So Chris Cerf has a long history of being involved in for-profit companies that contract with public school districts and make their money from the school system. He was the CEO of Edison Schools for many years. He went on to be involved with a Sangari Global Education, which sells curriculum. Science curriculum to schools. He got into a little bit of trouble because at the same time he was working for the New York City School District Department of Education, and that was a bit of a conflict. And then he formed his own consulting group, Global Education Advisors. He got one of the largest grants from the Facebook money from Newark last fall, and right directly before Christie announced that he was becoming acting secretary for education, and so he effectively controls the Newark schools. He sat on the board for the foundation that was getting the money from Facebook, and he has this long history.
So who's upset about this? Who's blocking the nomination?
Well, it really comes down to Senator Rice in Newark, and he feels that it needs to be more transparency to what's going on in the Newark schools. The Newark schools have not been under the local control of the people of Newark for decades. And so this would normally would, you know, you might ask, well, how is it that one senator out of 40 can have this power? Well, there's an unwritten law, a custom and privilege, senatorial courtesy, which means that a senator, a lone individual senator, can hold up the nomination of any individual who resides within either their county or their district. In the case of Acting Commissioner Cerf, he lives in Montclair. So that gives Rice the power and privilege to hold it up. Now, that would be normally the end of it. But what's happened now is there's been an escalation with Governor Christie not wanting to fill or saying he will not fill 11 judicial vacancies in the Essex County courts. And as a result, Assignment Judge Patricia Costello, because she's down like 25% of her workforce, has suspended civil and family court trials.
Whoa.
Now, if half of those spots are not filled, then Costello might begin halting, actually go back to personal injury cases, small claims. So now we see the collateral damage getting much broader.
You definitely do not want to be trying to get a divorce right now in Essex County.
Wow.
Can't get one.
But, okay, if we assume that a divorce is a fairly optional act, what about...
It depends how long it's been pending.
Yeah, right. You know, what about something that's much worse and much more of an emergency? What if you're an abused child? You can't get into family court?
No, these are trials. There are still the hotlines. I called the court today. All of the hotline and reporting a crime function is still there. But what this does do is it does create, as I said before, a collateral damage. And what Senator Rice is saying is that, in essence, his point is, well, all that Christopher Cerf is being deprived is the title, which is no longer dropping the acting and being full commissioner, whereas the people in Essex County are losing due process.
Because, Nancy, he can remain acting commissioner indefinitely. He never does actually have to get confirmed by the Senate to keep doing this job, correct?
Yeah, he has the power to do everything he would have with the title, except go and speak before the legislature. So, you know, that's reasonable. I mean, that is something. But he is doing the job. And this, you know, the escalation of this battle between, you know, Christie is an aggressive guy and he's taken on the Democrats. And, you know, so this is, but there are a lot of people in Essex County who are being affected by this, both, you know, in the school issue and the courts issue.
212-433-WNYC and Bob in Mountainside. You're on WNYC. Hello, Bob.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Come on, this has all gone down because Cerf was associated with charter schools. The unions control the Democrats, and NORC has done a horrible job when they controlled it. The state has done a horrible job with NORC schools. Public education is broken. The teachers' union considers Cerf and charter schools like the vampire. It must be destroyed. And this is what this is all about. They don't care about the kids. Probably individual teachers do. But the union edict is to destroy this guy.
Bob?
And that is what's going on.
Yeah, I think
is our caller wrong?
I think that it's important to introduce here that Essex County is far more complicated than just Democrats don't like Christie. In point of fact, Governor Christie has important Democratic allies there. It's one of his secrets to why he was elected. You have County Executive Joey DiVincenzo, who is an open supporter of Governor Christie. The day after Governor Christie was elected, his signature event was a well-produced event at the Robert Treat Academy, which is a premier and fabulous charter school that is operated by Steve Adubato Sr., arguably one of the most powerful politicians in the state of New Jersey, who's a Democrat. So this alignment it's not so easy, straightforward.
But Nancy, I think the caller was making a different point, that the reason that there is opposition to Cerf has nothing to do with whether he's going to be good at running the public schools, whether he did a good job working in the public sector for Mayor Bloomberg running public schools. It's because he's associated with charter and with private contractors for public schools in the past that the teachers' unions don't like him and they own the Democrats.
Right, but it's
they don't
it's
own the Democrats, though. They don't own the Democrats. That I'm trying to explain.
Okay, but it's also but even the school side of the picture is complicated because let me just throw out an example. Shavar Jeffries, he sits on the advisory school board in Newark. The school board has no actual power, but it can give advice because the state took over the schools 20 years ago. And so Shavar Jeffries, a supporter of Booker, a supporter of charter schools, is very upset about the way the Facebook money is being leveraged and spent by private hands on a public system. And he's very concerned about the connections that Christopher Cerf has with private education and his support for charter schools, but how that all plays out in terms of it is an ideological battle. Do you want your public schools, the business done publicly, or do you want private hedge fund managers donating money and making decisions?
Remind our listeners, Mark Zuckerberg's money, how much?
$100 million, and Cory Booker has pledged to match it, and he's almost matched it. I think at this point he has about $160 million. He's put it into the Foundation for Newark's Future, which has a very small board with very little community input.
And that's who's managing the money.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things that it's interesting, we just mentioned Cory Booker now, but part of this is part of a much broader national triangulation on urban education issues. And that has to do with the fact that President Obama and Education Secretary Arne Duncan are pretty much aligned to a large degree and have been associated with Cory Booker's efforts, which puts him at odds with the traditional, and this is why it's important not to throw all Democrats as being captive of the teachers union, with this kind of approach. And so we had an interesting leadership tableau of Governor Christie and Oprah Winfrey and Cory Booker and Mark Zuckerberg. And for Christie, this is important because he is making inroads in Democratic strongholds in urban areas that Republicans haven't seen since Tom Kaine.
And charter schools are a very important issue in that fight. They have triangulated the Democrats with charter schools. It's very important.
Nick in Cliffside Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Brian. In my opinion, what's going on here is that Christie has an agenda of ultimately privatizing all of the schools, getting rid of all the public education, and getting rid of all unions totally. I think Chris Christie has a Scott Walker agenda in New Jersey. He cannot implement it all in one shot because this is New Jersey. But that is their ultimate agenda, and it's transparent. When you put a guy in charge of public education whose total background is privatization, what the hell do you expect? I think that Rice is doing the right thing. Surf should not be fully, you know, accredited. And I think that we have to stand up to Governor Christie and let this become the election issue for Christie's nomination, for Christie's reelection. We've got to stand up to this guy. He wants to turn New Jersey into Wisconsin, and we're not going to let it happen.
Nick, you're only talking about the workers. What about the kids?
The kids are more important than the workers, of course. Do you really think the kids are going to be better off in a school system where they're only seen as products to be sold? A private education without any concern for public welfare turns the kids into like the prison industrial complex. They're just going to be warehoused. They're going to be taught to pass a certain kind of superficial test so that the school administration gets paid. But it's not about real education. It's about creating worker zones to be zombies in factories.
I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time. And we do have just about a minute left. But we've certainly heard the two kind of caricature viewpoints on this from the one caller and then the other caller.
Yeah, I would say, though, what's dangerous here is that Governor Christie's just one bad news cycle away. Heaven forbid if some kind of delayed divorce proceeding result in some kind of violence as a result of this, it is going to appear to have been really penny-wise and pound-foolish.
But is this part of an overall break the unions agenda by Governor Christie?
I think it's Governor Christie will say to you that it's about accountability, and for the wing of the Democratic Party that was represented by this caller, it's about breaking the unions. There's lots of polarity and alienation.
Politically, Nancy, last thing, do you think this is a winning issue for Christie or a winning issue for the Democrats if it does in fact break out as an election issue?
I don't really know, but yeah. I would say the Democrats have a bit of an edge here because the charter school issue is starting to really heat up at big time in the suburbs, and suburban parents are really upset about charter money going to charter schools. They don't want it, and money is going from the public budget for schools into charter schools, and I think that could turn into Christie's Waterloo.
WNYC's Bob Henley and our new managing editor for New Jersey, Nancy Solomon. Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up right after the break, and you can start calling now. We've been mentioning it throughout the morning. We're going to do a call-in for your best holiday dinner table stories. We know many of you are getting ready to tell or listen to, maybe for the umpteenth time, the iconic family stories. Or maybe you want to try out some new material. So we're going to give you a chance to test it out on the air. And we will have a Story Slam winner from The Moth, the storytelling space, on hand to give you advice and to judge your entries. So if you've done this, call us up, 212-433-WNYC. We want your one-minute versions of your best or most often told family dinner table story. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call us up, take part in our Family Story Slam.